two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. One of the people in the chat room just put up this wonderful quote from George Carlin. Somebody that we really did not truly appreciate as much as we should have until after he was gone. This is the quote. No money to be made from the homeless. If you can find a solution to homelessness where the corporations and politicians can make a few million dollars each, you'll see the streets of America begin to clear up pretty darn quick. George Carlin is absolutely right. We have a government and financial system that thinks only one thing, feeding their money addiction. And if you are not a source of profit for them, they could care less about you. There's two kinds of animals in America. There's the ones that we can harvest and the ones that we can't. And the ones that we can't, we just got to get rid of. Yee-haw! Get the branding irons. So, anyway, very disturbing story breaking right now. And I'm ashamed to admit that this took place in my home state of New Hampshire. I'm a farm kid. I grew up in a little tiny farming town in Loudoun, which I'm normally very proud of because New Hampshire is the live free or die state. And so it is with a great deal of shock that we are following a story in which a brand new baby was seized from the parents in the maternity hospital in Concord by officials from the New Hampshire Division of Family Child Services, accompanied by police. And apparently the primary reason that they got a signed court order to take this baby, brand new baby, away from the parents is because the father is a member of the Oath Keepers organization, which is described in the complaint as a militia. Now, a couple of things we want to talk about. First of all, the Oath Keepers are not a militia. They do not advocate violence. It is an organization of former military, and they are starting to welcome non-military. And the oath they want you to keep is, I do solemnly vow to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That is an oath I personally can get behind. And I presume that you, listening to the show, can do the same thing. Now, obviously, for a government that is pushing for the new globalist empire, people who are, fond of the United States of America, at least at the conceptual level, and who wish to enforce the Constitution and the rule of law in this nation, they are a threat to the globalists. And maybe that's the reason for this. But regardless of the exact motive, the idea that the government now presumes to take children away from their parents on the basis of political belief, how Nazi can you get? That's exactly what happened. In the live free or die state of New Hampshire, a brand new baby has been taken from its parents because the state does not approve of that political point of view. They're going to re-educate the child, comrade, the way we think they should think. They will believe in global warming. They will believe in the orthodox history of World War II. They'll believe that politicians are all saints whose feces are not odoriferous. It's a kidnapping. State-sanctioned kidnapping. We don't think you'll raise your child to be a good global citizen. We're afraid you may raise your child to think the Constitution has meaning and merit and validity, and we can't have that in this country. I think we need to take a closer look at exactly what is being taught to our children in the state-sponsored schools regarding the nature of America and the Constitution. I was noticing yesterday on TV, going around the channel, there were all these shows on the History Channel, you know, bashing the Founding Fathers. Oh, they weren't that great. They had private agendas and, you know, the Constitution wasn't for all people. That the nation, that the United States of America, it ain't that big a deal, you know, and it was interesting, but, you know, it's time to deal with the reality that these weren't really, you know, Thomas Jefferson had slaves and George Washington had a distillery, which, personally, I don't have a problem with. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this kidnapping, this state-sanctioned kidnapping of a brand new baby from the arms of its parents at the hospital. And the complaint by which the child was seized primarily indicates the reason for the seizure was the father's membership in oathkeepers.org, which is also their website. And oathkeepers.org is an organization of military saying, remember the oath that you took as soldiers and officers to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. It's the same oath the president takes upon taking office. Okay. Years ago when I was teaching out at a local university, we were required to take an oath of loyalty to the United States. And that was the oath I gave. And they said, no, that's not the one on the paper. And I said, that's the only one you're going to get. And somebody in the chat room was saying, well, I'm not sure about that. That sounds pretty radical. If you're reading my website, if you're coming to Republic Broadcasting, do you not already live that oath every single day of your lives to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? We live the oath the president pretended to take when he was inaugurated. We live that oath already. But our actions are speaking much louder than the words. So that's the oathkeepers.org. Now, somebody else will say, oh, come on, child services won't do that. Yeah, they do. And for a very simple reason. Remember, we're in tough economic times, and state budgets are being slashed. I'm sure that the real motive going on here was that this Child Protective Services in New Hampshire was looking at that budget act swinging their way and saying, we got to prove that they need to keep us in business. Oh, let's go grab this baby from this Oath Keeper and we'll generate a lot of positive press. And of course, it's blowing up in their face. Remember the reason for the raid on Waco? The BATF had a bunch of bad press and they figured, we'll raid those gun nuts down at the church and we'll be heroes in the media. Didn't quite work out that way. But the reality is that all of these social services that grab children from parents have to show so many numbers of children being grabbed or their funds get cut. When I was involved in the men's movement back in the 1990s to counter some of the male bashing that we were getting from Susan Brown Miller and Andrea Dworkin and those people, we actually had a lady come out from the local Child Protective Services. And we'd invite her to explain why the courts were just so biased against the fathers in all family law. And this woman got up on that stage and with a straight face and the conviction of true belief stated, well, all men molest children. And it's our job to find and document it so that the children can be removed to safety with their mothers. And that was the belief that this woman operated from, that all men are automatically molesters. Of course, this was the heyday where they were screaming all men were rapists. And they actually fell into this article of faith, and because it was generating vast amounts of taxpayer revenue, you know, they went along with it. Now, it did backfire down in San Diego where their CPS got hit with so many constitutional rights violations by fathers who'd lost their children to these bogus belief systems, the department was literally sued out of existence, as well it should have been. So I'm sure that money and continued funding played a large role in this, but it is, in fact, blowing back on their face here. We got a caller on the line, Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just going back to the situation in New Hampshire, couple things real quick. There's a rally going on at the hospital right now organized by the Free State Project. So anybody that is in New Hampshire needs to get down there if they possibly can. The more bodies down there, the better, to try and protest this whole thing. And you know what's even more freaky about this whole deal is the guy is not actually a member of Oath Keepers. He was on their website and posted a couple of messages, and they were able to track, you know, they basically did research on this guy. They've been stalking this guy for a while to try and get this baby, and they tracked back his messages and downloaded his messages from the Oath Keepers website. He's not even a member. Just he posted messages, and that's his belief. That's the freaky part.
Well, you know, the freaky part for me, and again, this goes back to the state motto of New Hampshire, live free or die. I mean, New Hampshire, in fact, my ancestor, Josiah Bartlett, was the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence, and he signed it as the senior delegate from New Hampshire. If there is a state in the Union outside of Massachusetts that is more tied in with the freedom from tyranny and the start of the American Revolution, it's New Hampshire. And the state motto is live free or die. And to see this state come in and have an objection to an organization whose motto is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, it's sick. It is absolutely sick. And I'm convinced it is financially motivated more than anything else. By the way, if anybody listening to this broadcast is going to go down there to that hospital, it's in Concord, and you show up at that protest, please take pictures and send them in, because I'm going to make a big stink about this. I'm going to come back to this on Monday, and I'm going to pound on them. And I feel bad because I have a great deal of fondness for the state of New Hampshire, at least as it was when I was a child there. But it's obviously mutated into this hideous, cancerous, you know, status kind of mindset, where somebody who wants to protect and defend the Constitution can have his child taken away by the state. I mean, this is not even the United States of America that, as I conceptualize it, for these things to happen. This is what you see in Soviet Union and Nazi Germany and places like that. We're going to take your child away because we think you may give them bad ideas about the Constitution.
Yeah, it's, and again, another point to be made on this one, Mike, is that the sheriff was actually involved in doing the arresting. Now, I mean, Oath Keepers is not only military, but police. It's a big organization that involves military and police that are supposed to keep the oath. Now, why is the sheriff even considering going in? Like you said, that there's money behind this. And then, if there's money behind this, then is the sheriff possibly getting a kickback from CPS as well?
Well, they may simply have shopped around for a sympathetic sheriff, or the sheriff. I mean, it's an elected office. He may be thinking, well, this is something, you know, that's if CPS makes a big hero thing out of this, then it's good press going in for the election. I would want to find out if he's up for re-election next month.
Exactly, because if he is, then I mean, this is one way to get the criminals out. Is you bring up this kind of stuff, and I mean, I just don't know how that he'll be able to live with himself knowing that. These are just two innocent young people taking away a baby that's days old for what? For browsing a website, having a political opinion?
Yeah, I think this is another situation exactly like when BATF raided Waco. They did it for positive publicity, and it blew up in their face. Ruby Ridge was the same thing. They were going to go up there, and they were going to get this radical person who didn't want to live in cities with the rest of the decent folk, and it blew up in their face. And I think this is exactly the same thing. They thought that this was going to be a very positive media event for them. Yes, we saved this child from this dangerous political radical and gun nut. We can't have gun nuts in the state of New Hampshire. And it's going to blow up in their face, and it's going to cost some people their jobs, and it's going to cost the sheriff his job next election. Because I can tell you right now, from my family members who are still living in New Hampshire, they think this sucks.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And I would suggest to everybody that's listening to your show right now, call in to as many radio shows and bring this up as possible, mainstream, alternative, whatever. This needs to go nationwide, because CPS has been getting away with this kind of crap for way too long, and they need to get exposed. And this is, to me, the perfect opportunity to expose them for the criminals they are.
I absolutely, absolutely agree with you, and we're gonna come back to this on Monday. I'm going to dig in a little bit more and find out more about the complaint. Apparently, the complaint also included that, you know, they have guns. I'm from New Hampshire. When I was a kid in New Hampshire, you got your first gun on your 12th birthday automatic. I grew up in a town where you could take your gun with you to school.
Exactly.
Because you were probably going to be varminting the family farm on the way home. And you'd put the rifle in the cloakroom with your coat. And it was no big deal. Everybody did it who was actually engaged in active farming. And on the way home, I'd go into the garden and I'd plink away and chase away the critters that were, you know, messing with our crops. And that was just the way life was.
Yep. And this gun charge was a hopped-up charge to begin with. She has a concealed carry permit for a gun. And basically, they charged her with felony to begin with. Now they dropped it all the way down to the most frivolous misdemeanor to try and make it go away, and it's not even a misdemeanor. I mean, it was totally legal. So I mean, they're basing all of this entire scenario is based on lies. They even put in the court documents that he was beating her, and which is a total lie. I mean, this is one of the most brutal attacks on freedom that I have seen nowadays.
I'm going to go back to that thing. I think this is all about money and budgets, and we are seeing all across the United States of America these little minor bureaucratic annoyances that are seeing the budget act swing their way, and they're saying, quick, who can we mess up with to prove that we're really an essential part of our community? And you know, this is why you're seeing, an epidemic of ticket writing and meddlesome busybody, where state agencies are coming in saying, you've got to clear this brush out of here, or we're going to do whatever, because they don't really care about society or whatever. They're just trying to justify their continued employment, because if they're not seen as being indispensable, you know, politically, then, you know, they're going to be out of a job here. And I think we're going to continue to see more and more abuses like this.
I live in Southwestern Ontario here, Mike, and we just had a situation recently in our area where our Canadian CPS, so-called, came in and took a child from a family because somebody thought that this guy had a grow-op going, and he didn't. He had, like, a few grams of weed, and because he carried a few grams of weed, they took his kid.
That's pretty sick. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation in New Hampshire. Just absolutely appalling, whether it's motivated by bureaucrats seeking to preserve their budget or whether they're really concerned about this guy's loyalty to the Constitution as a threat to the new global order. It really is just a complete nightmare, and it's blowing up in their faces here. One of the people in the chat room was saying that our last caller was talking about a situation up in Canada where a guy, for just microscopic amounts of marijuana, had his child taken away. A person in the chat room was saying that that was actually a former drug enforcement official by the name of, like, let me scroll back here, Barry something or other, that happened to, and it's a big Barry Cooper. Apparently was a former drug enforcement agent himself, and they basically, you know, they came in and just, you know, stomped all over him. We're going to go back to the phones. Malcolm down in Texas. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you beat me to it, Mike. That's exactly who I was going to talk about. I've actually met him and bought some of his videos. Barry Cooper is a former DEA agent, and he had his child taken away from him. He was videotaping. He was basically showing how police and drug enforcement agents break the law by busting people. And they decided to turn one around on him because they caught him, basically put a Christmas tree in a house, made it look, put all kinds of heat coming out of the vents, made it look like they were growing pot or whatever. And then when they came in, to raid him, they found out, aha, he had a Christmas tree, and they were using a specific kind of technology that they're not allowed to use. And they decided to pull one around on him, and they found out that he told his child, never trust the government. And they decided, well, that makes you an unfair parent. Plus, you have microscopic amounts of marijuana. Plus, you put out videos called "Never Get Busted Again." And also, he was going to run for Attorney General of Texas. And and essentially, they took his child away for that. And which was,
this idea that saying "Don't trust the government" makes you an unfit parent. Boy, like I said, real Nazi stuff here. Anyway, listen. You know what's really interesting about it, this whole thing about this trivial amount of marijuana that he had here. I mean, out in California, they're starting to talk legalization. I guess the thinking is better that the population be broke, unemployed, and getting stoned than broke and unemployed and outside the gates of the governor's mansion building guillotines. So. Right. You know, they seem to be sort of doing that here.
Anyway, if you want to help this guy out, go online, look for it. He has two videos. They're both called "Never Get Busted Again," mm-hmm. and he explains what the DEA and what law enforcement officials look for in busts. And there's actual video of he himself when he was with the DEA doing a record marijuana bust, which is sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just. To take away someone's child like that's unbelievable. It is.
All righty. Well, thank you. We're going to let you go here, and I'm going to move on to this story now. We're going to come back to it on Monday because I want to do a little more digging in it. But I do want to move on here a little bit, and we're going to be talking about Israel. And I know we got a caller waiting on the line, but I want to hold you until after I get into the Israel segment, which is still coming up. Story we talked about a couple of days ago. This Arab American student found this apparent tracking device on his car when it was in the shop for maintenance, and it was put out on Wired saying this is what these GPS things seem to look like. And at first, you know, the government was trying to say, oh, it's a fake, it's a hoax, and blah, blah, blah. Now the FBI has come up and said, yeah, you caught us, you know, and we were tracking you without a warrant, and that's our equipment, and it's really expensive, and if I don't get it back, it's going to come out of my paycheck, and so can we please have it back? I mean, the FBI has been caught spying on this guy, and then they say, can we have our equipment back, please? And, you know, I got to tell you, if it was me, I'd give it back to them, but it wouldn't be in working condition. You know, absolutely what's going on there. All right, now we're going to get into this situation with Israel. Turkey, as I mentioned before earlier in the show, Turkey is taking the attack on the flotilla to the International Criminal Court. Now that the United Nations Human Rights Council has issued a report and backed it that this attack was a brutal violation of international law in support of a blockade, which is itself a violation of international law, now Turkey, who has standing in the matter because their nationals were involved in this thing, they're taking it to the International Criminal Court. And now we're going to find out just how much pull Israel really has, because everybody that stands up and says, oh, no, you shouldn't try Israel at the International Criminal Court, that's one of Israel's bitches. And that's the short version right there. Now, Israel is still trying to do PR damage on the Jewish boat that they just seized a few days ago here. And their desperation is almost palpable. Their sole attempt to justify the seizure of this boat of Jewish volunteers going to Gaza is to point out that one of them might not have really been a Jew. Ooh, horrors! How could such a thing happen? It wasn't an exclusive boat. That's all they've got to go on. There were no weapons. There was nothing prescribed. It was cookies and medicine and just token amounts anyway. The idea is to show that not all Jewish people support the nation of Israel's blockade against Palestine. And so they're trying to go in there to make the point, and Israel stops them and seizes the ship, and their only justification is, you know, they weren't really an all-Jewish boat, so we shouldn't pay any attention to them. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Israel and the flotilla and their desire to avoid any more embarrassments, actually stopping the blockade and learning to live within your own borders and get along with your neighbors is a really good way to avoid international embarrassment. But apparently this concept is beyond the intelligence of the leadership of Israel right now. So they're basically going out there and they're trying to discourage more flotillas because they've announced they're now going to use specially trained attack dogs on the next flotilla. That they're basically, they're training these dogs to bite and hang on and never let go no matter how much they're pounded on. You know, and just bite harder and deeper. And they're calling this a non-lethal technology, where the dog is chewing on your genitals and your throat, but it's still technically non-lethal here. And, of course, when I read this, the first thing I remembered is, you know, here in the United States, before the Civil Rights Revolution of the 1960s, there were a lot of people down in the South would literally raise and train dogs to attack black people. You know, and, you know, as a puppy, they'd hire some black guy who needed $5 for whatever, and they'd tell him, beat up the puppy. And then the dog would grow up just constantly going after black people. And that was a reality in the American South. And we look on that and say, this is a pretty sick, twisted kind of a thing to do. But apparently Israel, you know, wants to do the same thing, to train dogs to go after the Gaza flotilla volunteers. You know, go for the Oreo cookies. Go for the Oreo cookies. They're not having much success, though. I'm hearing some stories. The early testing has not gone well because the apparently the dogs lacking opposable thumbs, have been unable to open those parachutes that Israel was trying to use to drop them onto the aid flotillas. So the latest word that we have here from our intelligence sources in Israel is that the government of Israel, with heavy U.S. taxpayer funding, is developing a dog catapult to fling the dogs onto the aid ships. And with that, we're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Oregon. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, now that was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny, but that was a very good one. Anyways.
I couldn't resist it. I'm a sinner. I'm in the middle of editing sound for a show here in Hawaii, and I said, as long as I'm into the sound library, I'm going to make something.
Good one. Hey, in fact, it helped because I'm pretty upset and stuff, and my mind gets going 100 miles an hour. I hope I do okay on this quick phone call.
My wife
had mentioned to me, she would just tell Mike, just tell him, because she grew up in Hawaii, and when we got married, I lived there for a couple of years. And she just tell Mike that if you see one cockroach, there's probably 500 more. He'll understand.
Yes, very much so.
So that's my point. So it calmed me down a little bit, made me laugh. But my point was, I get upset because everywhere I look, and I'm not going to, put an entity down there because it could be debatable. We go on for an hour. I'm just going to call them the Borg. But man, they are everywhere. I mean, in our school system, and some people think, you know, we could change it with this and Congress and that. And I almost hear, there's times I hear in your voice, and I know you don't want this, but I can feel it in your voice because I feel it too. We want a complete economic crash because it's about the only thing that might save it or something.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We could spend, you and I and everybody listening to this show could spend the rest of our lives, okay, working and slaving and giving our money to the government, and it won't improve our lives. We're still going to have a government that doesn't trust us, that spies on us, that sells us out to Israel at every single turn. Our best hope for a better future is for this government and economic system to come crashing down. I'm sorry, I don't see any other way to a better future. And I don't feel like being a slave to the bankers for the rest of my natural life.
I mean, it's not just that. I even say, like, the board, we're going to call them. But, man, I just read an article today that they're getting into their school system, and I looked on who these ladies were, and it's all nice and sweet, how they talk to your kids, how to talk back. And then they said, well, they get this from a book. And then I looked at the book, and it's a friggin' Borg. We're just going to call them Borgs. It's a Borg. And I just go there everywhere. And that's anyways, I just had to get that frustration out. I just, they're not nice people. The Borgs are not nice people.
Well, some are, and hang on, I got to back off here a little bit, because some are and some aren't, but it is unfortunately an aspect of the culture and the religion, this presumption of supremacy and a sense of entitlement that all the world's goodies are supposed to go to them. And they're not the first, and they're not the only ones to feel that way. We have several religions who view wealth as the sign of the elect. Okay, but it is, you know, I mean, if you go back and you look at history, you know, over the last 2,000 years, there are hundreds and hundreds of instances where the Borg have been kicked out of wherever they're living or subject to worse treatment. And the only constant common factor in all of that is the way the Borg are treating those around them. And, you know, these days you'll have the government of Israel screaming about, oh, it's all anti-Semitism and, you know, you're just angry because you think we killed Jesus. Well, that, you know, there are, you know, dozens and dozens of persecutions and expulsions, that did not happen in Christian countries. And so that's not the common factor. The common factor is a group of people who think it is their right to simply exploit and economically enslave everybody else around them. And when it blows up in their faces, they say, why us? Why us? And they move someplace else and they start the process again. It's like the U.S. government foreign policy, where we'll go into a country and we'll overthrow the democratically elected government like we did in Chile with Allende, and we impose a dictator like Pinochet, and we exploit those people for financial gain. And then they get angry, they kick out the dictator, and then they hate America, and the American government says they only hate us because of our freedoms. And we did it in the Philippines, and we did it in Cuba, and we did it in Iran. We're trying to do it again in Iran. And the U.S. government, like the Borg, seem to be unable to learn from their past mistakes.
At the same time, though, man, it seems like they're just so brainwashing. and they've learned through their assimilation that they felt brainwashed people.
Resistance is futile.
Well, obviously, I don't believe resistance is futile, or I wouldn't be resisting. Crazy, you know.
Right. All right. Anyway, thanks. I just had to get that off my chest, and I appreciate you letting me have the time to do that.
All right. Well, you got it, and we'll be talking to you later on. All right. Now, moving on a little bit more, as the Borg try to assimilate us, Haaretz is celebrating this new deal in which Israel and the United States have finalized a deal for F-35 stealth fighters for Israel. This is the very best warplane the United States makes. It is stealthy. And what is very interesting is if you read this whole Haaretz article, you have to get all the way to the very bottom of the article for that last, most important sentence. The entire deal will be funded by the American military. In other words, the U.S. taxpayer just bought a whole bunch of F-35 stealth fighter planes for Israel at a time when 43 million Americans are on food stamps. The U.S. government is still buying weapons for Israel to use on its neighbors. No government can serve two masters, and a government that serves Israel does not serve the American people. Now, meanwhile, over at Akamai Technology, and this is quite revelatory of the degree to which our government is compromised by Israel, they basically caught this spy over at Akamai Technologies who had approached the consulate of Israel. And what's interesting is in the official reports, they never say Israel. It's a foreign government. And any time the U.S. government and the media are that euphemistic, where they talk about a foreign government, you know it's Israel. Because if it was Russia, they'd say Russia. If it was Iran, they'd be banner headlines, Iranian spies caught. You know, back during the Clinton administration, when the Chinese were getting all of our nuclear weapons warhead secrets and everything, they didn't hesitate to say, China. Only when it's Israel do they get euphemistic and say, a certain unnamed foreign power. But it's confirmed in the court documents. It's Israel they're talking about. And despite that, despite the fact that the court documents say, yeah, this is Israel that was involved in this whole thing, the Justice Department refuses to confirm or deny that the spy case involved Israel. Now, this is a case very much like the Pollard situation. The guy lives here. He's Jewish. He, on his own recognizance, wanted to give U.S. secrets to Israel to help our homeland and our war on our enemies. In other words, this guy, although an American citizen, felt his loyalties lay with a foreign nation. Now, right now over in Israel, they're making a really big stink over this idea that they want to have loyalty oaths where people who are living in Israel who are not Jewish have to take a loyalty oath because Israel still wants to say it is a Jewish nation, even though the idea of a theocracy is still viewed as a negative by most of the world. Well, here in the United States of America, I think we need to start taking a very good look at people who are showing disloyalty to our country by offering their services and their loyalty to a foreign government. Now, I don't want to be going around screaming loyalty oath to everybody, although we're all required to take one. It's called the Pledge of Allegiance. But we've got to stop worrying about Arab students and putting tracking systems on their cars when they're not actually doing anything. And we have to start looking at these people who think their first loyalty when they're in positions of trust is to a foreign government because they're causing a lot of damage. And one more thing, as long as we're on the subject, we've seen a lot of Muslim bashing going on where they're saying, well, we've got all these dangerous Muslims living here in this country. And everyone they hold up turns out to be a phony. Adam Gadon's real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab's real name is Joseph Cohen. The media tries to cover it by saying, well, yeah, they were Jewish. You caught us on that one, but they converted, and they're real Muslims. No, they're not. They're converts. The dangerous terrorist threat to the United States are not the Muslims. It's the Jews who pretend to be or have converted to Islam. They're the only ones running around with knives and bombs and websites saying, kill America! Got to know your enemy. If we're going to be a free people, we have to be free to decide for ourselves who is the real threat to our country. And I'll give you a hint. Those were not Muslims shooting up Americans in international waters last May. Now, interesting story is now breaking. Back in 1992, there was a plane crash, a 747, crashed outside Schiphol Airport. And it was very quickly hushed up. And they said they just covered it up and said, no big deal, even though people in the area of the crash had reported very strange medical symptoms. And then in 1998, the BBC reported that the aircraft had been carrying the chemical ingredients needed to make the nerve gas sarin. It was on its way to Israel. Guess where it came from? The United States, with the permission of the United States Commerce Department. Now, they're finding out that this aircraft was also carrying plutonium from the United States to Israel. 27 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium. So the United States government does, in fact, know that Israel is building nuclear weapons. The United States government is giving them the plutonium with which to do it. At the same time, they tell you, we don't know if Israel has nuclear weapons, so we're going to go on giving them all of your tax money, even though the Symington Amendment and the Glenn Act say that it's illegal for us to do that to any nation with nuclear weapons who does not sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. The government is lying to you. They're breaking U.S. law, and they're doing it right in front of your face. We're going to go to the phones. Mark Glenn, aloha. Thank you for joining the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, wonderful program.
Thank you.
I just wanted to take a quick divergence, if I could, to any of those out there who still think we have to worry about the Muslims. And also, too, I think this may be an effective way of making the point for all of us who are trying to wake our neighbors up to this issue. Mike, how many Muslims do we have in the world?
Quite a few. It's a very large population. And,
let's say a billion and a half, right?
And they don't believe in compound interest. That's why we have to kill them all.
Exactly. A billion and a half Muslims. Half of those, roughly, are males. That's 750 million Muslim males.
Okay.
Let's say half of those 750 million Muslim males are of troublemaking age. We'll say between the ages of like 15 and 50, capable of carrying a gun, okay? So we're at 375 million Muslim males of troublemaking age, right?
Yep.
Let's say that only 10% of those, 10%, are what we would consider radicalized Muslims. That's 37.5 million angry Muslim men
that may
ready
be a low
to give
estimate.
Their lives. Yeah. So now let's say it's only 1% of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about close to 4 million radicalized Muslim men. If there were 4 million radicalized Muslim men in the world who hated America and hated the West, they were willing to give their lives in the cause of jihad, where don't you think we would be seeing lots of terrorism every day?
No, we only see terrorism when it's necessary for the news cameras to sell us that we need to go out and kill somebody. And again, every time we see one of these terrorists, you know, the Al-Qaeda, they turn out to be a converted or fraudulent, Israeli sympathizer.
Exactly.
And,
even that guy
who threatened the South Park turned out to be a phony.
Exactly. Well, my point is to all of those out there who are still worried about the big bad Muslims and Sharia law and the Muslims are coming to get us. Look, the numbers simply don't support it. I mean, as soft a target as the United States is, okay? Mm-hmm. Even only 100 Muslims in the United States, armed with nothing more sophisticated than 22 rifles, right, coordinating attacks on a certain day at a certain time across the country, they could bring the country to a standstill within 3 days. They could totally bankrupt us within 3 days, because no one would leave their homes. So why aren't they doing it? And the answer is, there are no Muslim terrorists to worry about.
They're all phonies. And Mark, I'm sorry we're running out of time. I wish you'd called in a little bit earlier. But the point I keep making is this. According to the Department of Homeland Security's own testing, half the practice bombs they send through the airport security gates make it onto the airplane.
Exactly.
Okay? All right. So from the point of view of a terrorist who's willing to throw their own lives away to make a point, you know, they'll take that 50% chance. And if they
sure.
get caught at the gate, blow up the gate.
Exactly.
Because from the point of view of the terrorist, the end result is the same. People are afraid to travel. Whether they're going to die on the airplane or die at the travel gate is irrelevant.
Exactly.
And so if there was really this big, dangerous Muslim terrorist threat, we would see airplanes and security gates blowing up all over the country, but we don't. We only see these videos that Rita Katz and Site Intelligence come up with. You know, where Adam Perlman and got a towel he stole from Holiday Inn screaming death to America. And that's it. It's all a fraud. There used to be this wonderful TV show called Max Headroom. Came out of Canada, and they did this one episode that was brilliant and so ahead of its time. And it was the government was dealing with this group of terrorists, and you kept seeing all these TV, you know, news coverage of buildings and stuff blowing up. And they finally catch the terrorists, and they realize nothing ever got blown up because it's just a bunch of special effects guys on a miniature stage. And everything that was on TV was a phony. They didn't actually kill anybody. They didn't actually blow anything up. It was all special effects. We got to take a break here.
Thanks,
stay
Mike.
With
break
us, Mark. Out. We'll bring you right back. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Mark Glenn is still on the phone. And Mark, I cut you off because of the commercial here. Just wrap up and finish what you wanted to tell us.
This is a replay of War of the Worlds, Mike. You remember in the 30s when Orson Welles, they had this radio program and the Martians.
I remember it very well. I'm actually doing a recreation of it later this month. For those people who are living here on Oahu, you can actually come and see me play the crazy man.
Oh, good. Well, that is what we're dealing with. I mean, the experiment that they did in the 30s to see what kind of hysteria they could whoop people into. I mean, imagine, Martians didn't even exist at that time as far as public consciousness knows, consciousness went. But they were able to whip the people up into thinking that the end was near. Now, instead of the Martians, it's the Muslims, a real-life people that we have to deal with. And unfortunately,
same thing Hitler did with the Jews.
What, say that again?
Same thing Hitler did with the Jews. Create a target
exactly.
group, say they're to blame, it's Emmanuel Goldstein, whatever. It's an old trick. Yeah.
Absolutely, and hopefully we will wake up to this before something really stupid happens, like somebody decides to launch a nuclear weapon, and unfortunately the people sitting there with their fingers on the button, they are just itching to do it. This is the problem. They have no sanity, they have no sense. I mean, these are the people who really do wet their pants in anticipation of killing billions of people. Wonderful show, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. And just wrapping up on that situation, the reality is that the people who find themselves heads of nation states and the new global government, from their point of view, it's purely a numbers game. They're perfectly willing to see 10, 20, maybe even 30% of the human population destroyed as long as the remainder is driven back into willing servitude as a result of it. For them, that's a positive deal. You know, what is it better? You know, 100% of the Earth's population being totally free and not paying attention to what they're saying, or 70% of the Earth's population a willing, obedient servant to the New World Order? And what Mark was saying here about a nuclear weapon, if there's going to be a new false flag attack, it's going to have to be something more spectacular than knocking over a couple of skyscrapers with a couple of airplanes. A nuclear bomb, yeah, they've been dropping hints about that for quite some time. Where's it going to happen? I don't know. If I were planning it, I'd say the Golden Gate Bridge, because it's a tremendous American icon, and it's getting old and needs to be replaced anyway. But the bottom line is the people who are in power have no morality. Anything that keeps them in power, that perpetuates that power and privilege and wealth, is acceptable behavior. All of history's greatest crimes have been gotten away with by the perpetrators because the general population sat there saying, I can't believe our government would do such a thing. I can't believe all these terrible things they're saying about Adolf Hitler and concentration and slave labor camps. I can't believe he would do a thing like that. I can't believe the American government would torture prisoners in Bagram and Abu Ghraib to get phony confessions for use in the media. I can't believe Child Protective Services would steal children away from their parents. But it does go on. And they get away with it because you are all enslaved by your belief that such things cannot happen. Beliefs are the chains that hold free minds slave. I seek a world without beliefs. I seek a world free from the chains of beliefs, in which you see with eyes what's really going on and you make good choices. That's it for our show. We'll be back on Monday, 2 p.m. Central time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend and aloha, America.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase